It is currently 7:09, and Dr. David Elias, an orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA, nice enough to join us. Talk about Eric McCoy, and we all know by now that the reports he's undergone surgery for a groin injury. And to be clear, good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you. To be clear, Dr. Elias knows nothing about Eric McCoy's condition. That's safe to say, accurate. You've not seen him or treated him or anything?
Yes, that very rare injury and extremely rare that it needs surgery. So it's, you know, I haven't seen the exact injury, the exact tendon that was injured, or the exact surgery plan, but I assume he tore his groin muscle probably from the pelvic bone, and probably reattaching the tendon back to the bone.
That hurts just to hear about it. Let's talk about a groin injury for people that don't know it, and I guess as much as you can over the radio, explain what muscles are involved, et cetera.
Well, there's probably four or five muscles that cross the hip area, the iliopsoas, the adductor. There's a few more, and typically someone gets a hip flexion injury, and they can either tear the tendon where it attaches to the bone or where it attaches to the muscle. Mm-hmm. Most of these injuries happen at where the tendon attaches to the muscle, and they're typically non-operative. You just like a hamstring, you let them heal, and they can linger for, you know, depending on the grade of the tear, they can linger for a while. I was surprised when I heard they were doing surgery. I assumed that he has this unique injury where it probably pulled off of the bone, and the quickest recovery and to get him back to full is to reattach the tendon back to the bone.
Generally speaking, again, not specifically when it comes to Eric McCoy, but generally speaking, to get back to the point of playing at that kind of level, the recovery is what?
I mean, I would tell my patients any tendon that I'm reattaching in the hip area, I would start the rehab process probably at around 3 months, and then it takes them a few weeks to kind of get back to the strength they need. But, you know, this could be a partial tear. Who knows exactly what they're doing? I read that they said 6 to 8 weeks, and, you know, rehabbing an NFL player is a lot different than rehabbing the, you know, everyday athlete. Mm-hmm. So, I think 6 to 8 weeks would be a home run if they got him back.
Scale of 1 to 10 on a pain scale, where is this?
Probably when he did it, probably close to a 10.
Hoo-wee. Thank you, doctor. Any final thoughts before we let you go? I know you're busy.
No, I look forward to seeing exactly what surgery they plan, and you know, hope that he's in month, you know, after 6 to 8 weeks, kind of getting back to play in shape.
And what's the rehab like on this? You start walking, then you start with some weight resistance training?
They'll probably have him on crutches for 2 to 4 weeks, but I imagine they'll start some passive range of motion in the hip immediately.
Okay. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate your time as always. Dr. David Elias, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA. We'll take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to do some stuff. 713, Tommy Tucker, WWL.